5. Nether Paradise. Concerning Nether Paradise, we know only that which is revealed. Personalities do not sojourn there. It has nothing whatever to do with the affairs of spirit intelligences, nor does the Deity Absolute there function. We are informed that all physical energy and cosmic force circuits have their origin on Nether Paradise, and that it is constituted as follows. 1. Directly underneath the location of the Trinity, in the central portion of Nether Paradise, is the unknown and unrevealed Zone of Infinity. 2. This zone is immediately surrounded by an unnamed area. 3. Occupying the outer margins of the undersurface is a region having mainly to do with space potency and force energy. The activities of this vast elliptical force center are not identifiable with the known functions of any triunity, but the primordial force charge of space appears to be focalized in this area. This center consists of three concentric elliptical zones. The innermost is the focal point of the force energy activities of Paradise itself. The outermost may possibly be identified with the functions of the unqualified absolute, but we are not certain concerning the space functions of the mid-zone. The inner zone of this force center seems to act as a gigantic heart whose pulsations direct currents to the outermost borders of physical space. It directs and modifies force energies, but hardly drives them. The reality pressure presence of this primal force is definitely greater at the north end of the Paradise Center than in the southern regions. This is a uniformly registered difference. The mother force of space seems to flow in at the south and out at the north through the operation of some unknown circulatory system which is concerned with the diffusion of this basic form of force energy. From time to time, there are also noted differences in the east-west pressures. The forces emanating from this zone are not responsive to observable physical gravity, but are always obedient to Paradise gravity. The mid-zone of the force center immediately surrounds this area. This mid-zone appears to be static, except that it expands and contracts through three cycles of activity. The least of these pulsations is in an east-west direction, the next in a north-south direction, while the greatest fluctuation is in every direction, a generalized expansion and contraction. The function of this mid-area has never been really identified, but it must have something to do with the reciprocal adjustment between the inner and the outer zones of the force center. It is believed by many that the mid-zone is the control mechanism of the mid-space or quiet zones which separate the successive space levels of the Master Universe, but no evidence or revelation confirms this. This inference is derived from the knowledge that this mid-area is in some manner related to the functioning of the non-pervaded space mechanism of the Master Universe. The outer zone is the largest and most active of the three concentric and elliptical belts of unidentified space potential. This area is the site of unimagined activities, the central circuit point of emanations which proceed spaceward in every direction to the outermost borders of the seven superuniverses, and on beyond to overspread the enormous and incomprehensible domains of all outer space. This space presence is entirely impersonal, notwithstanding that in some undisclosed manner it seems to be indirectly responsive to the will and mandates of the infinite deities when acting as the Trinity. This is believed to be the central focalization, the Paradise Center, of the space presence of the unqualified absolute. All forms of force and all faces of energy seem to be encircuited. They circulate throughout the universes and return by definite routes. But with the emanations of the activated zone of the unqualified absolute, there appears to be either an outgoing or an incoming, never both simultaneously. This outer zone pulsates in age-long cycles of gigantic proportions. For a little more than 1 billion Urantia years, the space force of this center is outgoing. Then, for a similar length of time, it will be incoming. And the space force manifestations of this center are universal. They extend throughout all pervadable space. All physical force, energy, and matter are one. All force energy originally proceeded from Nether Paradise and will eventually return there too, following the completion of its space circuit. But the energies and material organizations of the universe of universes did not all come from Nether Paradise in their present phenomenal states. Space is the womb of several forms of matter and prematter. Though the outer zone of the Paradise Force Center is the source of space energies, space does not originate there. Space is not a force, energy, or power. Nor do the pulsations of this zone account for the respiration of space, but the incoming and outgoing phases of this zone are synchronized with the 2 billion year expansion-contraction cycles of space.